In case you haven't heard, there's a bluegrass jamboree coming up. Allegheny Mountain Radio spoke with David Parmley, leader of the Cardinal Tradition, who will be the third band to play on Saturday evening at Bath County High School. The history of the Cardinal Tradition goes back a while, but these days...
We're based out of the Nashville, Tennessee area. Everybody lives, you know, within an hour of Nashville. Put it that way.
And have you all been traveling together for a while?
Yeah, everybody in this group has played with me in different bands. I used to have a group called David Parmley and Continental Divide, and Ron, our bass player, and also Steve, the fiddle player, Ron Spears and Steve Day, our fiddle player, and Dale Perry, the banjo player, used to play with me in that group. So we've known each other for a long, long time.
And before Continental Divide was the Bluegrass Cardinals.
That was the first thing I did in my career. I did that with me and my dad, had that band together.
Many years ago, I left my home. I started out to ramble on around. Wherever I get back, where I come from.
Well, there's a lot of people have different opinions of what bluegrass music should be. To me, you know, when you have a banjo and a fiddle and they have the driving rhythms that traditional bluegrass has, I think it needs that to be bluegrass. There's a lot of acoustic music out there that they call themselves bluegrass, and it all fits within the genre, but I don't think that's traditional bluegrass.
Speaking again of David Parmley and the Cardinal Tradition.
The band was put together to be a tribute band to the Bluegrass Cardinals, which is a band that I was the lead singer of for 18 years. And, you know, we do a lot of the Bluegrass Cardinal material also.
What are some of the things that if people want to get a pre-listen, they can look for?
Well, the latest project that we have out right now with the band is just a self-titled CD project. It's David Parmley and Cardinal Tradition. And we put this band together about 3 years ago, and we did that CD project, and that's the only one we have put out at this point. We are working on a new one right now, but it's not ready yet. So that'll be about the only one that has the current band.
Can you tell us a little bit about what the audience can expect?
Well, the audience can expect a very high-energy traditional bluegrass show. We play traditional bluegrass, even if it's new songs, it's songs that fit that format. And we also do some country ballads and some gospel music. So, I mean, there's a big variety of music, some instrumental stuff. Steve Day is just a great fiddle player, and Bill Perry's a great banjo player. So, and I think most people will walk away very pleased.
One look at the band schedule shows dates in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Arkansas, Indiana, and California over the next couple of months. I asked what it's like to travel by bus and unload and reload equipment.
It's real simple. We don't have much equipment that we have to set up. You know, we do a real simple setup, and we just play our music, and everything works out easy.
Will you have CDs for sale?
Yes, we will. Yeah, we'll have CDs with us.
I asked David if there's anything he'd like to say to listeners in addition to...
Please get yourselves here on Saturday evening.
go grab some friends and come out and see the show. I think that everybody have a real good time, and we're all really looking forward to it.
The Bath Bluegrass Jamboree is Saturday evening, April 6th, in the auditorium at Bath County High School. Doors open at 5, and food will be available beginning at 4:30. Tickets for adults are $12, ages 10 through 18 are $5, and children 12 and under are free. With questions, 839-5400 or 839-2060. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.